The constellation of Aquila is the eagle. And some people think it looks more like a pterodactyl, but I think it looks like an eagle. It has a bright star at its head, and the bright star is Altair. And if you're looking at Aquila and looking at the star Altair, you're looking along the Milky Way. Aquila looks as though it's flying down the Milky Way from where we see it, with its wings outstretched on either side and its tail streaming up towards the overhead point. But Altair, the bright star, flanked by two fainter ones at its head. Altair is actually a really interesting star because it is what we call a fast rotator. And from that, you might deduce that it rotates rather quickly, which it does. When you compare it with the Sun, which is a more normal star in terms of how it spins on its axis, it positively whizzes round. The Sun goes round in about 25 to 30 days. But Altair goes round once in 6 hours. So it's 120 times faster on its axis than the Sun is. And what that does is tends to make it bulge out in the middle. So rather than being perfectly spherical like a ball, it's more in shape like an Edam cheese. It's flattened on the top and bottom and bulges out in the middle. It's kind of got middle-aged spread, which many of us have too. But of course, with a star, that's very interesting because it changes its shape and also alters its physical properties. It's only recently that astronomers have actually deduced that Altair is so flat at its poles and so fat around the middle. And I guess we love it all the more for that.